Cynthia, Dick, Josh, this was a two-day story this week, the governor's meeting with members of the Constitutional Coalition, which allegedly is tied to a national movement known as Sovereign Citizens, which has been linked to violent acts against public figures in other states. This came to light in a new book by progressive blogger and Democratic activist Mike Tipping, who says he has documents and other evidence to show that LePage mentioned hanging in a discussion about a Democratic Senate president, House Speaker, and Maine Attorney General. LePage denies this, but says, yes, he met with these people as he does with other constituents. Josh, is this going to stick to the governor as we move toward the election in November?
Geez, it should not. To somehow blame the governor for the views of the people he meets with, it's really absurd to me. I think it's really just a partisan petty distraction.
Cynthia, partisan petty distraction?
Well, as we know, President Obama met once with an alleged domestic terrorist before his state Senate race, and it's been following ever since. So it strikes me as it may, in fact, stick.
Dick, is this a legitimate story or an attempt by political opponents to stir up drama?
Well, I think it's going to have some political impact that could be significant. Everybody talks about the governor having a certain ceiling in his level of support that maybe is somewhere in the high 30s. And if that begins to decline and he becomes someone who is perceived as unelectable in the fall, that's going to lead to a swing. You know, much like the swing that happened in 2010 when Libby Mitchell was considered unelectable, if that happens to the governor, that could really benefit Elliot Cutler's campaign.
Josh, could this push him anywhere near unelectable?
I mean, I think once the facts really come out, I think the public is going to dismiss it. Remember, this is the group that opposes Governor LePage's judicial nominations. These folks are not part of the LePage team. It's a crazy allegation.
I would just suggest that to the extent that Governor LePage has been thought to have poor judgment and political instinct, this just confirms that. This is something that should have been on his radar. If Mike Tipping's making a Freedom of Access request, they should have anticipated and dealt with it. They didn't.
Under the U.S. Supreme Court decision declaring that corporations can, on religious grounds, opt out of the birth control coverage mandate for employees under the Affordable Care Act. Cynthia, this has political implications, you believe, favorable to Democrats. How so?
It's favorable to Democrats because the gender gap in the upcoming election is huge. I think everyone's trying to get the women out to vote. And this issue, I think, really focuses in on the ideological divide between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to women's health and reproductive rights. And I think it'll really help Mike Michaud and others who support women's rights to make the case that the ideology of the Republican Party is just not in their favor.
Josh, Republicans are saying, though, wait a minute, birth control just doesn't compare as an issue in terms of importance to things like jobs and the economy.
Right. First of all, this particular decision was a carefully laid out analysis that was a victory for religious liberty. But if the Democrats are using this as a way to segue away from the real issues, I think it's a good thing for the Republicans. I mean, we should be talking about jobs. We should be talking about the economy. We should be talking about economic security and the problem known as Obamacare.
Dick, is this issue going to be on the minds of voters and favor one party or the other?
Well, I'm not sure the issue is so much, but I think the Republican Party does have a real gender imbalance issue. And, you know, bringing it home here to Maine, the entire Republican caucus in the Maine Senate is 15 men, zero women, just as an example of the imbalance in the party. And the House side really isn't much better. It's about one in five on the House side that are women. So I think, you know, this adds to the weight of the Republican Party's concern on gender issues.
I would just like to add that, you know, Justice Ginsburg said it best, that the ability of women to participate equally in the economic and social life of the nation is at stake. And the New York Times is reporting that, you know, over half of the women ages 18 and over are single women, and they experience a specific economic vulnerability. So this issue is about jobs and the economy, and it will get women to the polls to vote in their interests.
Women want jobs. Women want economic security. Women want national security. And it's just a segue away from the real issues.
All right. Cynthia, Dick, Josh, happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you,
too.